It's time for Ancient and Modern, WNHN's Alt Classical program with Fred Portnoy. On today's program, we'll hear a lament by William Byrd for soprano and four viols, and a cello and piano piece by Margaret Richter, inspired in part by the chanting of Tibetan monks. As a teenager, William Schumann wrote popular songs, led his own dance band, and played violin and baseball. When he was 19, he attended, apparently, his first symphony concert, and his interest in music took off in a new direction. He was to become the leader of the Juilliard School and later of New York's Lincoln Center. Throughout his busy career, he continued to practice and grow as a composer. This is his quartet number 2, but the first one which he allowed to be published. William Schumann's String Quartet number 2 from 1937, played by the Lydian String Quartet. Thank you. That was William Schumann's String Quartet No. 2, played by the Lydian String Quartet. You're listening to Ancient and Modern, music outside the mainstream on WNHNLP 94.7 FM in Concord, New Hampshire, and everywhere in stereo online at WNHNFM.org, on TuneIn, on Radio Garden, Radio.net. When Marga Richter was visiting Tibet in the spring of 1986, she was moved by what she saw as the fortitude and resilience of the people she met there. Inspired in part by hearing the chanting from the monasteries, she wrote Khanri, Tibetan Variations for Cello and Piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Margaret Richter's Conry, Tibetan Variations for Cello and Piano. The cellist was David Wells, who founded Putney, Vermont's Yellow Barn Music Festival. And the pianist, Michael Skelly of Columbia University, is also a performing partner of his mother, the composer, Margaret Richter. The passing of Prince Henry, son of James I of England, in 1612, led William Byrd to compose this lament, Fair Britain Isle, for soprano and four viols.
Thank you.
soprano Tessa Bonner, and members of the Rose Consort of Viols played William Byrd's Fair Britain Isle. That's it for Ancient and Modern this week. I hope you can come back next Sunday morning at 10. I'm Fred Portnoy.